But as it relates to today's raid, we can obviously talk about Amud Beis and the whole concept of pictures and sculptures. But we're also going through the sugyas of Kiddush HaChodesh. We're learning about Eidos HaChodesh. So I think this is a good opportunity to delve into a little bit of lumbus. Because really, the sugyas of Eidos HaChodesh, they cross over very much with lumbus sugyas. The reason is because the way Beis Din determined when Rosh Chodesh is was by being Mekabel Eidos. So there was a Hilchas Eidos component to determining when Rosh Chodesh is. And Hilchas Eidos is one of the great Mektsoyas in Noshim Nezikin. It's one of the great Mektsoyas in the world of the Ktsoyas and the Nesivos. And as a result, maybe it's Kedai just to talk a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh, but specifically Eidos HaChodesh and all very much Negeya, the Gemaras that we're learning right now. So just to begin with a Ha'ara that the Olam expressed before and after the Daf, and a Ha'ara that I found in Chedushei Reb Shmuel, for Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, the Shiv of Panovich, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, and this is an Ishiyurim in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, a very, very, very obvious question. And that is the Gemara on Daf Chaf, when we started really getting into the astronomy, said something shocking. Something surprising. And that is that when Edom would come in to testify that they saw the new moon, Beis Din would be ma'ayin the Edom. They would interrogate the Edom. Now, that's not surprising at all. You learn Masechtas Makis and Sanhedrin, Edos Mominus, Edos Nefashis. That was part and parcel of the cross-examination process. They would spook them out sometimes. They would tell them, you realize you're testifying that a person's chayv misa. Do you understand what you may have on your hands in the event that you got it wrong? And they would go out of their way, sometimes with drama, to make sure that the Edom understood the severity of what it is they're about to do. And just, someone's paying you, now would be a good time to let us know. We'll make believe this never happened and just walk away from this situation. But what the Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph was that Beis Din would be ma'ayim the Edom sometime to get them to lie. So if two Edom walked into Beis Din, they said, we saw the moon. And Beis Din's trying to talk to them. Just do us a favor, don't say anything. Because if you say something, we have an obligation to accept your Edos, and we're going to have to say Mekudosh. So they're literally being Ma'ayim the Edom to make them be quiet. Rav Dimi Min Ahardos said on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, even a bigger Chiddush, he said they used to be Ma'ayim the Edom, get two people to tell Beis Din they saw the new moon when they really never saw the new moon. Rabbeinu Shalom, how's that possible? You're literally getting people to walk into Beis Din and lie? How could you do that? To say Eidos Sheker is an Issa D'Oraisa. So number one, Midvar Sheker Terchak, easy enough. But besides that, that's one of the Aseres HaDibris. Loisane B'Reyache Eid Sheker. How in the world can you possibly do that? So Frank Reb Shmuel, what everybody was bothered by when we learned this Gemara, and that is, what does this mean? They were Ma'ayim the Edom to get the Edom to lie. I understand this. Cheshbonis, Tikkun HaMayadis. We're not belittling that, but how can you go about doing that by asking a yid to lie? That's the kasha. So there's a short answer to this question, but there's also a long scenic answer to this question. And obviously, for the sake of the raid bite, we're going to take the long scenic route. And that is, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalet is mefalful, different, very geshmak shailas as it relates to the laws of Eidos HaChodesh. One of the shailas that he declares is classic Minchas Chinuch. It's mamish epic. He says, Nistapakti. I had a suffix. What would be if two people walk into Beis Din, they say they saw the new moon. So let's just pick a month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's Lamed Adar. And they walk into Beis Din and they say, Beis Din, it's not really Lamed Adar, it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These two people were Kitanim, but they're going to become Bar Mitzvah on Lamed Adar, which means they're going to become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Meaning, if we accept their Eidos, and Beis Din says Mekudesh, that means it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're literally having a Bar Mitzvah. If, however, we don't accept their Eidos, it's going to be Lamed Adar. If it's Lamed Adar, then not Bar Mitzvah. Klares de Minchas Chinuch, can we accept their Eidos, or can we not accept the Eidos? Now, just to be clear, at the time that the Edom are going to say their Eidos, they're going to be Ketanim. At the time that there's going to be a Gemar Din, They're still going to be ketanim. When are they going to become gedolim? When Beis Din says mekudesh, v'chala oinam achrav mekudesh mekudesh. That's when this is all going to go into effect. So at the time that they say the edus, at the time of the drisha v'chakir, or Rambam Gamliel is going to be showing them the tzuris of the lavana, at that point they're going to be ketanim. Even at the time of the Gemara Din, they're still going to be ketanim. However, when Beis Din finally is mekadesh l'chaydesh, then they'll be gedolim. But not only will they be gedolim, it's going to be Igloi Milsalem Afreya, that the whole time while they were saying Eidos, they were really Gdoilim. Because if you become Bar Mitzvah today, it means you became Bar Mitzvah by Shkia, Bein Hashmoshes, Rabbeinu Tam. So they were really Gdoilim at the time that they said Eidos. They were Gdoilim at the time of the Jewish of Hakira. They were Gdoilim at the time of the Gemara Din. So in real time, at the time of that Goddess Eidos, they're Ketanim. But once we accept their Eidos, and when Mekadesh the Chaydesh, now they're going to be Gdoilim. So clears them in Cheschinuch, are they Koshal Eidus or are they Pasal Eidus? Do you say Zilbasa Hashta? Right now they're saying Eidus the Ketanim. So right now the Ketanim, there's no way to be able to be Mekabel the Eidus. So you can't have two Eidim, walk into Beis Din and testify. You can't do Drishas V'Chakiris on a Katan. You can't have a Gemar Din that's based on the Eidus of a Katan. But then again, the moment you have the Gemar Din and you say Mekudesh, Gloimil, so they were really Gdoilim. This is a classic Suffolk of the Minchas Chinuch. Clears the Minchas Chinuch, what would be the halacha? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm a little unsure, but at the same time, I think it might be Tali in a very, very famous Tosfos. How famous? The first Tosfos in Masechtas Makis. So Masechtas Makis begins with a halacha. Me'iden anu be'ish keitzad ha'edem nasim zoymen. Me'iden anu be'ish ploini ishu ben gerusha ben chalutza. Ein oimrim yase zeh ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov el aloik arbam. So let's just back up a little bit because it's been a while since we've delved into these sugyas. If two Edom walk into Beis Din and they say, kach v'kach happened. Two other Edom walk in and they say, you're lying. How do I know you're lying? Because in Manu Yisim, I'm not complaining. At that time that you say, whatever it is happened, you were together with us. So the halach is, the second pair of Edom are believed. The first pair of Edom are deemed to be liars. It's Trey or Trey, it's Zaymim Chidishu, but that's the halacha. Not just that, we punish the first pair of Edom. They're deemed to be Edom Zaymim, and the punishment is Vasisim Loi Kashazomim Lasis Lachim. So, for example, if their Edus was going to cost somebody $100, they didn't have to pay $100. If their Edus was going to cost somebody Malkus, they'll be Chayiv Malkus. If their Edus was going to cost somebody his life, they're now going to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. But the Mishnah at the very beginning of Masechtas Makis says that there are two examples, and there are really others, but there are two examples of where there's no halach of kasha zomim lasas lachim. And the first example that the Mishnah says is if two Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would say, Me'iden anu bish ployni, shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. Ployni is a kohen. As a result, he's collecting trumas, maestras, he duchens, he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Two Edom walk into Bezin and say, it's true, he's a kohen, his father's a kohen. But we know that his mother was a grusha. His father had no right to marry his mother, or she was a chalutza. Me'idin anu be'ish ployni. We're saying edus about this person that he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza, which in English means he's a chala, which means he's puzzle for all the dinei kohuna. Now we find out that the two Edom that said, Me'idin anu bish ployni shum ben grusha ben chalutza, we're really zaymimin. So says the Mishnah, ein oimrim, we don't say, yasezeb ben grusha ben chalutza tachta, meaning you would have had a fleeting avamina. So maybe these two Edoms should now be deemed chalolim. They should be ben gerushas and ben chalutzas. And Mishnah says, no, we don't say that. Elo, instead of giving them kashazam, I'm like our boim, they get malchus. Gemara says, why? Because it says, vasisim loy, loy v'loy lazaroy. That's the Gemara, mesachtes makis da bezam anal. Freik tois was abom lakash. Tosva says, there's an example, that's what the Mishnah is saying, where two people could say Eidos, and if they're found to be Zoymimin, there will not be Kasha Zoman. Ein oimrim yasezeb ben gerusha oy ben chalutza tachtov, elo loiker arban. Freik Tosva, we know there's a halacha that Eidos has to be Eidos sha'ato yochoy lahazimo. It's a halacha in Hilchas Eidos, that the only time Eidim can say Eidos, and their Eidos will be accepted, is if it's possible that these Edom can become Zoymimin, and if they became Zoymimin, they would get Kasha Zom. So Freik Taisa Kasha, if Me'iden Anu Bish Ployni, Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Ein Oymrim Yasezeb Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov, so that means this Eidos is Eidos She'i Ata Yochel Azimah. There's no way to be Mekayim Kasha Zomah. If there's no way to be Mekayim Kasha Zomah, then Sinit Kain Eidos. If it's not an Eidos, so Why are we having this conversation? As I freak Tosfos. And Tosfos says two terutzim into this kasha. Tosfos' first terutz is, the eish loimar, kivan de loikin havi kasha zomam, the havi shaper at the yochel azimu. What does it mean you have to have edush at the yochel azimu? It means that there has to be consequences. When an aide walks into Bezin and he testifies, he has to know that if somebody would be mazamim, could be he's going to get punished. Vasisim like kasha zomam, lasis lo'achiv is a great disincentive for a person to lie in court. As a result, it is very powerful in terms of us sorting out who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth. Says Tosfos that enochinami mi'iden anu b'shpoinu shu ben grusha ben chalutza. There's no kasha zaman, but at the same time there is an oinish. There's an oinish of malchus. So that's enough for it to be considered edush ati yochel azimu. Edush ati yochel azimu would be that there's no way to be mazamim at all. So there's no way for him to be punished if he's found out to be zaymimin. But over here there is a way. Now, not kashazamam, malchus, abazok toysus, kiven the loikin, have a kashazamam. That's enough for it to be considered kashazamam. The have a shaper at the yochel azimim. That's enough for it to be considered yochel azimim. That's his first teretz. Toysus' second teretz is, v'oide shloimar, the gabi edus to ben gerusha vechalutso, loichashin and klaub at the yochel azimim. We don't care about the fact that it's at yochel azimim. Why? Because the mehecha nafkalon to be an edus at yochel azimim, mi kashazamam. How do you know you need Eidash at Yochel Azimah from the parish of Kasha Zomam? To the extent that the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is Eidos, is excluded from the parish of Kasha Zomam, so then you don't need Eidash at Yochel Azimah. In other words, the only time you need Eidash at Yochel Azimah is if you're subject to the parish of Azamah. But once the Gemara said, Vasisim loy, loy veloy lazari, that Eidos, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is excluded from the parish of Azamah, so if it's excluded from Azamah, then why shouldn't it have to be Eidash at Yochel Azimah? In other words, says Tosfos two terutzim to this kasha. Again, the kasha was the Mishnah says midon b'shpoinu she'u ben grusha ben chalutza. There's no kasha zomam. Ein noyim yasazeh ben grusha ben chalutza tachtav elo loikam abra. Fake Tosfos. If there's no kasha zomam, says edushat yochel azima. So Tosfos two terutzim. One teretz is the malchus is the kasha zomam. So really there is kasha zomam. The second teretz says it's true. There is no edushat yochel azima. But you don't need edushat yochel azima. The only time you need edushat yochel azima where it's shayach hazomam. But it's not shayach kasha zomam. Then you don't need edushat yochel azima. So you do it at the noyim. Yehuda and the Mechas Chinuch and the Gedolei Achreinim said that what's the nafkamina between Tosfos two terutzim? The nafkamina would be if a person said any idea b'chakirois, meaning you ask this person who said I know for a fact that this Kohen's mother is a grusha. Really, you saw her get divorced? Yeah, I was in court. I saw it happen. When did it happen? I don't know. I have no idea. So ordinarily, that's a problem because that's by definition edus she'iyat yochel azimah. Why is an edus she'iyat yochel azimah? Because there's no way to be mazim a person if he doesn't tell you when it happened. Hazama is at the time that you say this happened imanu hayisem. Well, if you don't tell me when it happened, then there's no way for me to be mazim you. So said the gedolei achronim. That's the nafkamina between Tosfos two terutzim. What would be if somebody said any idea b'chakiris? He doesn't know exactly when it. According to Tosfos first teretz, it's going to be a problem because really there is. Is a din of edus at the yochel azimah when it comes to edus to ben gerusha ben chalutza? Narvas, there's no kasha zaman. No, there is kasha zaman. The malchus is in lieu of the kasha zaman. But according to Tosfos second teretz, that being that there's no kasha zaman, you don't need edus at the yochel azimah. So too, if he says any deb chakiris, it's not going to be a problem. The Beis Halevi argued with this noy deb yehuda vein kam mekoy melaharach. This is Makis 101 ray. Says the Mechas Chinuch. So it comes out from Tosfos that any time you have a situation where two Edom say Edos, and the Edos is I at Yochel Azim, it's impossible to administer a Kasha Zomam on this Edos. Is that Edos a good Edos, or is it not a good Edos? It's Tosfos two Terutzim. According to Tosfos first Teretz, if it's not possible to administer some form of a Kasha Zomam, if you can at the very least give a person Malchus, that Edos is going to go down as Edos I at Yochel Azim. It's not going to be a Kosher Edos. According to Tosfos second Teretz, to the extent you can't be Mekayim a Kasha Zomam, you don't have to worry about the fact that it's Iyati Yochel Azimah. Iyati Yochel Azimah is a problem where it's subject to Hazamah. But if it's not Shnayich to Hazamah anyways, then you don't have to worry about it. So said the Minchas Chinuch, what would be if two Edom walked into Bezin and they say, we saw a new moon. And then two other Edom came and they were mazim them. Now, Vasisim loy kashazamam lasis la'achiv? What's the Vasisim loy kashazamam lasis la'achiv? This is obviously not going to be a kashazamam. There is no kasha zom. They wanted the month to start today as opposed to tomorrow. So there's no hazom. What would happen? There would be malchus. Meaning, Eidos HaChodesh is really very, very similar to Eidos de Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz. But more as it relates to what we need right now. What happens if two Eidim on their 13th birthday, maybe or maybe not, our ketanim, who, if we accept their eidos, are now going to be bar mitzvah, they're going to be gedolim. If they're going to go now and they're going to say eidos, so said the mechaschinuch, I can hear it sad that even though at the time that they're saying eidos, even though at the time of the drisha v'chakiyu, at the time of the gemara, then they're still ketanim. But once we accept their eidos, we're going to say mekudesh. It's going to be a gloy milsalim afreya that they're really gedolim. If they're really gedolim, so maybe we should accept their eidos. Why not? Mechaschinuch says, I hear such a tzad. Abazokta have a different problem. You know what my problem is? What would be if after they said their eidos, two other eidim would walk in and be mazim them? They would say, imanu ayisim and complaining. What would happen to these two eidim? Nothing. You know why? Because they're ketanim. You can't do anything. They wouldn't even get the malchus of the eidos de ben gerusha ben chalutza. The reason is because they're ketanim. And now just to bring it out even more clear, Hazama 101, the way an eid becomes an eid zoyimim is he says eidos, Bezdin paskins based on their eidos. Two other eidim walk in after the Gemara din and say imanu yisav ma complaini. That's when the sugyas of eidim zoyimim enters. What happens if there was no Gemara din yet? There's no hazama. What happens if Bezdin didn't just paskin, but Bezdin acted upon, meaning they actually said that they administered the psak. In our case, they said mekudosh. At that point, it's too late because it's halach of kasha zomam. So said the Michas Chinuch, the only way it'd be shayach for Edom to ever become Edom Zoymimin as it relates to Edos Chodesh is if the Edom would become Zoymimin after the Gemar Din before Bezdin said Mekudesh. That means for sure Bezdin didn't say Mekudesh yet. If Bezdin didn't say Mekudesh yet, it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. If it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, that's still Ketanim. Which means that if two Edom would come and the two Edom would be Mazim them, that would mean that these two Edom are not going to be Edom Zoymimin. Or they'll be Edom Zoymimin, but they won't be punished. Why won't they be punished? Because you can't give them Malkus. You can't give a cotton Malkus. You can't punish a cotton. What was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was, what would be if two Edom walk into Bezdin on Lamed Adar and they say, today we saw the new moon, meaning it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It just so happens these two Edom Aktanim. But today they're going to become Bar Mitzvah and today they're going to be Gedolim. Which means if we accept their Edos, it comes out it's Rosh Chodesh. It comes out they became Gedolim last night. It comes out they saw it when they were Gedolim. They testify when they were Gedolim. It didn't happen when they were Gedolim. So boom, everything should be okay. The problem is, but in real time, they're Ketanim. So what's the halacha? It's totally in the first place of Masechtas Makis. Why? Because this is Eidos Iyat Yochel Azimah. Because if they're going to be found to be Zoymimin, that means they would be knocked out before Bezin says Mekudesh. At that point, they're for sure Ketanim. You wouldn't be able to give them Kasha Zomam. You can never give them Kasha Zomam by Eidos HaChodesh. But you wouldn't even be able to give them Malkus. They couldn't even get the Malkus of the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Even that they wouldn't be able to get. So it's Eidos Iyat Yochel Azimah. So here's the Shiloh. Eidos Iyat Yochel Azimah. When you have Eidos with there is no way to have Kasha Zomam, it's not a good Eidos. Nah, it's Taisus to Terutz. I'm going to Taisus for his Terutz. You have to have an Oynish. The only reason Eidos to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is Eidos Ati Yochel Azim is because there's Malkus. But over here, there's no Malkus. But according to Taisus' second Terutz, where it's not possible to have Eidos Shati, where it's not possible to have Kasha Zomam, then you don't need Eidos Ati Yochel Azim. If in that case, you don't need Eidos Ati Yochel Azim, so in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Says the Menchas Chinuch L'Chayr, this suffix is really totally in Taisus to Terutz. That's what the Menchas Chinuch says. But the emes is that it's Mavur from Rab Kiva Eger in a tshuva, and this is in Simin Kufayim Vav, that Rab Kiva Eger had a different understanding than the Minchas Chinuch did. It's mevur in Rab Kiva Eger that Rab Kiva Eger held that Eidos HaChodesh has no shaychis to the parsha of Hazam. Rab Kiva Eger clears a shaylah, a more simple question. Minchas Chinuch's case is where they're becoming bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh, so if we accept their Eidos, they gedolim, if not, they're still ketan. That's Rab Kiva. That was the Minchas Chinuch Shail. Rab Kiva said, what would be more posh? Two Edom walk into Bezdin, they say, we saw the new moon. And then they were found to be Zoymimin. Would they get Malkus or would they not get Malkus? So at first glance, you would say, of course they would get Malkus. That's Malkus that pays them an Aleph. Mi'idin Onubish Poinush Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there's no Kasha Zomam, so you get Malkus. What was the next case? Mi'idin Onubish Poinush Uchayv Golus, you get Malkus. And there's other examples of this as well. Anytime you can't administer Kasha Zomam, that's the takeaway of the first mission of Masechtas Makis. You give people Malkus. Rab Kiva said, I hold that by Eidos HaChodesh there'd be no Malkus. That's what Kivega says. There'd be no Malkus by Eidos HaChodesh. Why not? He said, because what's the Malkus when a person is an Eid Zoyman? So the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, Vitzdikos HaTzadik, Vishuos HaRasha, but it boils down to the Lav. What's the Lav? What Lav did this person violate so that you want to give him malchus now? He violated the lois hasei in the Torah, one of the aseres adibris. It says loisana bireyacha eid shaker. Said Reb Kiva Eger a dover nifla. That's the makar that you're not let alone in court. But he says, what does it say in the pasuk? Loisana bireyacha. You're not allowed to testify about Reyacha Itzhaker. You can't walk into court and say, Ruven this, Shimon that, Levi Azoy, Yehuda Azoy. It's Loisana B'Reyacha Itzhaker. But when a Yid walks into Bez and he says, I saw the new moon, he's not being made on Reyacha. He's talking about what's going on in the world right now. It's not an Edus B'Reyacha. And he says, if it's not Edus B'Reyacha, you're not going to be over Loisana B'Reyacha Itzhaker. If there's no Loisana B'Reyacha Itzhaker, there's no Malkus. Why? Because if there's no Loisana B'Reyacha Itzhaker, there's no Malkus. Because a noyin came azirin, and the whole basis of the malchus of Adam Zoymimin comes from the lois hasev leisan. Feitrab kiveger. So feitrab kiveger. If that's the case, if I'm right, that is never malchus. If two Adam by Edus Achodesh are found to be Zoymimin, why? Because leisan bireyache chok, and now it's not bireyacho. So if that's the case, how could you ever accept Edus Achodesh? It's Edus Shi'at Yochel Azima. Tosfos Kasha. Now Bishloima says Rabbi Kiva Eger according to Tosfos Second Eretz where it's not Shayach Kasha Zomam. No worries. So very good. You don't have to worry about it. But like Tosfos First Eretz, that the only reason we could accept the Edim Meidin Ono Bishpoinu Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is because they get Malkus, but Edus Achodesh is no Malkus. So if there's no Malkus, so how could you ever accept the Edus? As I faked Rabbi Kiva Eger. Again, Rabbi Kiva Eger is making an assumption there's for sure no Malkus by Edus Achodesh because the Malkus comes from a lav of Leisana Breyach Eid Shaker in its root and it's not Breyach. So you didn't. You are not a son of Reach Eichaker. So, fake Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, how can you ever accept the Edus? Edus at Yachel Azim. And again, Bishlam, according to Taisa Second Teretz, if it's not Shaykh Malkus, don't worry about it. But according to Taisa First Teretz, you have a problem. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, you have to say that what's the Makar that you need Edus at Yachel Azim? It's learned out from the Parsha of Azam. What does it say in the Torah? Vasisim loy kashe zamam lasois la'achiv. The only time there's Hazama is where you wanted to do la'achiv. Edus HaChodesh is completely excluded from the parish of Azama. That's what Rav Kiva Eger says. Because it's not Lasos La'achiv. Edus HaChodesh is super unique in the world of Edus. It's not Bireyacha. It's not Kashazamam Lasos La'achiv. Because you're not testifying. Usually when you walk into Bezin and you say Edus, you're testifying about a person. Here you're not. Now if you go through Rav Kiva Eger's Tshuva there in Kufa Yavav, he has other examples of this. It's fascinating. Ayin Shah. But the point is that where it's not Lireyacha, where it's not Lachicha, over there you're not going to have to worry about it. But in other words, what Rav Kiva Eger's saying is a gevaldige chiddush. He's saying that when it comes to Edus HaChodesh, there's never going to be Malkus anyways. You don't have to worry about these sugyas of Hazama. Because there's never going to be Vasisam Kashazam Lasos La'achiv. It's never going to be Loisana Bireyacha Eichaker. Mechas Chinuch clearly didn't name on that way. Mechas Chinuch is saying a svara very, very clear that in his Gishmaka case with the Edom are going to become bar mitzvah in the event that you accept the Edus that it's Rosh Chodesh. So now we're ready. You're going to have to figure out the Hazama components, and he's making his Shaila Toli in Toysus Tutarutz and Mesachtes Makis. Rabbi Kiva Eger said Toysus and Makis has no Shaychus to this Sugya. Because at the end of the day, over here, Loisana Bireyacha Eid Shaker is not in effect because he's not saying Eidus Bireyacha. And as it relates to Vasisan like Kashazam and Lasas Lachim, over here, this is not something you have to worry about. So just to come full circle, so said Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, it is Shiurei Rabbi Shmuel. So he said, it comes out we have a machloikis between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Minchas Chinuch. If somebody walks into Beis Din, tells Beis Din, I saw the new moon. He lied as a fleshige ligner. Was he over the loisa saying the Torah of loisana bereyache etshaker? Michas Chinuch said, yeah. Reb Kiva Eger said, no. But according to Reb Kiva Eger, says Reb Shmuel, we have a Pesach. We have a little bit of a mafteach to understand the very, very perplexing Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara said they used to be ma'ayim the Edom. They would literally tell the Edom to lie. They would manipulate the Edom to get them to say what Beis Din wanted them to say, to serve their purpose. How could you do that? How could somebody stand in court and lie? You're being goyver leisan b'reyache et shaker. Like Reb Kiva Eger, you're not being goyver leisan b'reyache et shaker. Because it's not b'reyache. And as a result, there really is no leisan. What is there? There's midvash sheker tirchak, that there is. Abazok Rav Shmuel, there's a lot of precedent that when it comes to midvash sheker tirchak, you could be mishanim ipnei hasholoim. And there's different times that Beis Din would sometimes violate midvash sheker tirchak if they had a good enough reason to do it. And this Beis Din deemed to be a good enough reason. But he says, l'chayre, this gemara and afchaf amir aleph is a raya niflah the shitas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger said there's no loisana reacha et shaker. Because if there's loisana, then you're dealing with a loisase, and Besen has no right to play with this loisase. Midva sheker tirchak, that's Gemara's. That's divrei chazal. Bishanin, that's an emes b'pnei hasholim. We know that. Midva sheker tirchak has a little bit of wiggle room. Don't try this at home. But Chazal sometimes said that there are times that you're allowed to use it. But as it relates to Leisana, that's a Leisase. How could you circumvent Leisana? The Teretz is Reb Kiveger, that when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, really there is no Leisana.